Blog Talk Radio.
I'm talking about Motown Maurice right down here in the state of Florida.
And we've got Motown Maurice of the Motown Maurice Show.
I'm going to introduce you to Motown Maurice.
We have special, special, special guest Motown Maurice.
Motown Maurice.
Speaking of crazy, we have Motown Maurice,
a man who is trying to put Tampa on the map for late night television.
He is not the next Arsenio Hall. He is the first Motown Maurice.
For those of you who haven't had a chance to experience Motown Maurice,
you have to understand he is very persistent.
And now he has transitioned
from Tampa to Los Angeles, California.
He's now in Los Angeles.
Continuing his pursuit of the quest of a late night talk show host.
Keep an eye on Motown.
Absolutely.
Keep an eye on that gentleman. One day this man is going to be the new face of late night.
Motown, we love you.
Motown Maurice, are you on the line?
And now, your host, Motown Maurice.
Nobody gonna break my stride. Nobody gonna slow me down. Oh no, I got to keep on moving. Nobody gonna break my stride. I'm running and I won't touch ground. Oh no, I got to keep on moving. I don't know why terrible things happen to us sometimes, but if you believe in good things will happen. When you come back from a loss and you beat all odds and you never say never, you find a champion. Today's show is one to remember, I promise you. You will never find someone with the willpower, heart, determination, and talent combined all into one person. This young man you're about to meet is an inspiration to us all. Please put your hands together for D. Damon McFarlane! Brother D, how are you doing?
Doing great. How's it going, man?
Hey, I am doing absolutely well. Thank you for being on the show.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
You are on the grind. When I say you're on the grind, you're on the grind. I mean, we was in a web series together earlier this year. I see you at Ralph's. You at the supermarket on the grind. But I'm seeing you at the Actors Fest like 2 weeks ago. You on the grind. I'm just honored that you gave me the opportunity to talk to you for a few moments. But you are, like, really doing it. What's up? What are you drinking? What are you eating? Put me on to it.
Man, you know, I'm just out here grinding, man. I'm doing what I got to do. You know, I love this industry. Something I always wanted to do. And pretty much, man, just been grinding everywhere. And I had a fun time with you on set for the show Pheromones. Had a very good time. You got to see some of my talent. And ever since then, man, I've just been just going to these auditions and just booking them.
Yep. For those that don't know, we were both cast in a web series. I was like a little extra, but my man right here was a co-actor in the scene. He did his thing. I loved it. And then not only that, HEB Studios cast you for another role recently. Is that correct?
Yes. Really don't know the name of the show yet, but actually this Sunday we're filming it. I'm going to be the lead role. I'm going to be playing a guy. I'm going to be pretty much this guy. He's homeless. He's kind of crazy. He's having all these dreams of his childhood. He sees himself as this kid, you know, and it's a very interesting role, and I think it's going to be a talent. You know, it's going to bring out my true acting skills, you know, so this is a challenge for me. But, yeah, we're actually filming this Sunday, and I'm honored that, you know, HEB Studios came to me for this lead role.
Yep. Shout out to Helen, always looking out. I got my SAG e-card because of Helen. One time for Helen.
Yeah.
Really appreciate that, without a doubt. So, you know, you're doing really good right now. You're grinding. You're part of multiple projects. But without a doubt, I mean, I think you from what you told me, you recently found the solution because you've been ripped off by an agency, and you've been trying all these different tactics and methods, but it's like right now you're kind of figuring out and understanding exactly what you need to do, correct?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, you know, I've been living in Los Angeles for 2 years, 3 months now. When I first moved here, you know, I was told to get an agent. You know, I found an agent and just happened to be one of those fraud agencies. And, you know, you live and you learn, you know. And I didn't have the right guidance, you know. So I've been finding the solution and been learning a lot. You know, this industry is very interesting. And one of the solutions I found is, you know, you got to get yourself out there. You know, you got to get in front of these casting directors. You know, you can submit to auditions all day long or send, you know, resumes, headshots to casting directors, but, you know, at the end of the day, they just toss them in the trash, you know. You got to put yourself in front of them. You got to let them know, look, I'm serious. You know, this is what I want to do. You know, you got to show your personality. You know, you don't need to go in there and act like anybody else. You need to just be you. Go in there and just let them know, hey, here's my resume. You know, if you want me to audition for you right now, give me a script. I can do anything, you know. So, yeah, the solution is, you know, doing cold read classes in front of casting directors and doing workshops, you know. Get yourself out there. Get seen.
Wow.
Because, you know, it's so many people in L.A. that's trying to become an actor, so it's up to you to get yourself out there.
Yes, and acting, at what age did you realize, what age and what movie inspired you to really, really take this to the next level? Because every actor I know, it's like there's one movie that they saw that is like, oh, man, I got to be an actor. And at what age were you? Do you remember all that?
As a matter of fact, I do, you know. I wanted to become an actor when I was in 10th grade, high school. I took this theater arts class. Really didn't know what I was getting myself into. So it was something that I, you know, decided to check out. And, you know, I sucked or whatever in the class. But, you know, it was interesting. And I found acting very interesting. And then throughout the years, you know, movies. I love movies. It's just something about them. And I just would always watch a movie and just I feel it. I feel the emotion. And the one movie that really got me is Training Day with Denzel Washington. You know, that was a,
King
you know,
Kong ain't got nothing on me.
On me. Yes, man, that right there, that's what really wanted me to be, you know, inspired me to be an actor. I mean, that was a great performance. I love Denzel Washington movies, but that right there is what set it off. And it's just, I don't know, that's what type of character I want to be, you know. I like the dramatic scenes, you know. So that's what really did it for me. And man, it's crazy because it's always take showers and rehearsing that scene in the shower. It's crazy, but you know,
man, you can't. But scenes like that in the shower will startle people you're living with. I could just imagine kid come, somebody run in there to see you naked. Like, what's wrong? What's that? You okay? King Kong.
That's just funny.
So let me ask you this question, because are you happy with your career right now? Because it sounds like you are. Of course, as an actor, as an artist, we're always challenging ourselves and we always want more. But there's a place of happiness and a place of contentment that we find ourselves in that allows us to enjoy our journey. Are you there yet?
Well, right now, yeah. You know, when I first started, things was hard. You know, I was wanting to do this, do that, you know. And it was, you know, it was very hard because I didn't really know anything. And, you know, you got to crawl before you walk. Of course, you know, you can't just be Denzel or Johnny Depp or anything. So it's a lot of grinding. And actually, right now, I like where I'm at because I know more than I did 2 years ago. I wish I would have known what I know now 2 years ago. But I actually, you know, happy where I am now because I'm meeting so many new people. I'm learning so much, and I know how to take the next steps. You know, I recently just had a friend that hit me up on Facebook that wants to join the acting game, you know. So I got to express, I got to give him some information, which made me feel really good because I wish I could have had this information when I first wanted to be an actor. So I kind of laced him up, told him the game, and told him how things work, you know, and just told him, you know. So that made me real, you know, it made me feel really good because now I can start telling people, you know, instead of going through all the BS and all the stuff, the runaround, I can just tell them, look, I found the solution. I had casting directors tell me themselves, you know, coming from them, what to do. So, you know, can't get better than, you know, the information, you know, coming from the source. So there's a lot of you got to do this or do that. But I actually like where I am right now because I'm on the path. I'm on a good path, and I know a lot. I'm learning.
Yeah.
Still learning.
Yeah. And I love exactly what you said, that is key to the journey. You like where you are right now. Most importantly, you know more now than what you knew 2 years ago. You know, there are people that have been out here, and they know exactly the same thing. That's wrong. Something is wrong. I think Muhammad Ali once said, if what you know now at 50 years old is exactly what you knew at 20, then you've been doing something wrong. You know, something like that. He said, I'm not quoting him exactly, but every day, every year, every progress of your life, you should be learning. And that's beautiful. That's music to my ears because it's inspiring to me because I've been out here in L.A. for a year and I feel exactly the same way. I know a lot more now. I'm more knowledgeable. I'm just moving things on. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Motown Maurice. You're listening to Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shuffle. I got the one and only Damon McFarlane on the line. And I want all my listeners to definitely prepare and brace yourself because we're about to take this conversation to another dimension that this show has not particularly been on before. And it's going to explain why D is such an inspiration to me and to many people and soon to be many more people throughout the world. You know, D, we met maybe early April of this year, 2011. We've seen each other, whether it be at the supermarket, at Actors Fest. I invited you to my show. We've had casual conversation. You know, I have to speed up my talk with you because you just be moving so fast. But you always made time to talk with me, and I appreciate that. And you responded to being on this show, and I was excited about that. So a requirement for being on this show is that you have to send me some photos. So D did everything that he was required to do. He sent me some photos, and you can probably see the photos right now if you're listening to this page. Not until I started paying attention to your photos did I realize that you suffered an injury-related incident at work and you had your left leg amputated. It was a moment where I looked at this photo and I had to take a triple take. I'm thinking that there's like a light shining, and I'm looking, and I'm like, wow, I did not know that. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking. Yeah. I've known you. We've interacted, but I had no clue, you know. And it was just a shocking moment. And as I talked to you and I learned more about you, it is nothing but sheer inspiration that you are pursuing your dreams and you did not let something like that hold you down. Because many people would just give up, you know, to be missing a part of your body. You know, I mean, I panic when I go to the barber and I get a little bit of my hair shaved off. But, you know, I had a bad incident before that I won't even talk about when part of my high top was ruined the moment I got into L.A. And that just ruined my spirit for months. But you, on the other hand, you know, your leg is not there.
Yeah.
And I'm lost for words and just saying how powerful that is, and what a testament that is. So I want you to take this moment just to share your story and how you've come to where you are right now. Just let everyone know a little bit, please.
Okay, well, recently, December 5th, 2007, I'm from Lufkin, Texas. It's a very small town in Texas. I was working at this company called Butcher Brothers Warehouse. So that night, I believe it was 11:30, this warehouse is a warehouse where you load food on trucks. It's like a Walmart, but it's a warehouse where you load the food on the trucks. So it's 35 degrees in there because I work in perishable receiving. So I'm coming down the aisle, and there's orange juice on the floor, and the orange juice is kind of frozen. And I'm on the forklift, and I didn't see the spill, and I hit the spill, and it happened immediately. The forklift swerved into a concrete pole, and for me, my foot out, so I forklift crushing it between the concrete pole, crushing my foot, and I had steel-toe boots on. Man, shattered every bone in my foot. It knocked my heel bone up my leg, and the steel-toe boots metal built in my foot. So, man, it was crazy. I can't even describe the pain. But you know, I just told myself that I wasn't going to let this, you know, bother me. You know, at that particular time, I was about to enroll in the Navy. I was going to be doing aviation with one of my best friends, graduated with, named Sadir Alexander. So I was going to, you know, be doing aviation station in San Diego out with him. But unfortunately, this accident happened. You know, it stopped me from actually doing the Navy. But, man, a lot happened. So I go to the emergency room in Lufkin, Texas. They wanted to cut my foot off right then and there. But they end up sending me to Houston, Texas, which, you know, that's where I end up moving before I moved to L.A. So we went to Houston, and, you know, the doctor looked at me, and the doctor told me, look, we can either do a pig skin or we're going to have to amputate it. Now, he knew what needed to happen, but he didn't want to tell me. You know, I had to make a choice. So, you know, it was a very difficult choice, but I knew, you know, pig skin was pretty much just going to just heal the skin. You know, I wanted to think, you know, a year from now, I was going to have multiple surgeries. So I chose, you know, I thought about it, and I knew I had to amputate it because every bone in my foot was shattered. I couldn't even feel my toes. I couldn't move. So, you know, I made the decision I was going to have it amputated. But I told myself, I'm going to get up and walk again. I'm going to get a prosthesis, and I'm going to walk again. And I'm going to enjoy life. And I'm not going to let it stop me. And soon enough, that's what I did, you know. And I mean, it was hard to make that decision, but I knew it needed to happen. And I chose to do it. And it was amazing because, 2 months right after it happened, I didn't even have my first prosthesis yet. And here I am. Told myself I'm getting out the house. I go to a club in Houston. I believe it was Club Hush off the freeway of Katy. I bought me some slacks, some dress shirts, some dress shoes. I folded the dress, the slacks over my limb. Got my crutches. Got a cab. Went to the club, and hopping around with a Bud Light in one hand, and kind of talked to girls. You know, I just got up and went and danced and did what I could do. You know, I told myself I wasn't going to let it stop me. And, yeah, so that's pretty much what I did. Every chance I got out the house. And wow. When I got my first prosthesis, I started teaching myself how to walk with the stick and just started trying to go to the park, tried to run, tried to play basketball, and just on the grind, went to go play paintball and just doing everything I could do because, you know, just something I wasn't going to let it interfere with my life. Wasn't going to let it stop me. And
wow.
Pretty much, yeah.
I could go on and on.
Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. I mean, did any thoughts of suicide cross your mind at all once it was over?
Oh, man.
Because this is traumatic. This is traumatic, and I can only imagine how traumatic this might have been for you.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. Suicide kind of, you know, growing up, I had a very rough childhood, and suicide has always been a big thing. And a very, very big thing in my life. You know, I was always, you know, very suicidal. But when this accident happened, you know, the moment it happened, I knew, well, I was just like, wow, this is going to take it up a notch. This is probably it. But I don't know what it is about tragic accidents, but it makes you stronger, you know. And because I remember this one moment I had to myself right after the accident, you know, I had doctors prescribe me 1,000 milligrams hydrocodone. And I had a lot of things happen with my family and my ex-girlfriend at this time. Got kicked out. So at this point, I was on my own, fresh out the hospital. Injury, my leg is killing me. So I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, you know what? This is the moment right here. You know, I've always tried to do it. This makes sense. And man, I go to pop the top off the bottle and I was gonna take it. And I was like, man, you know what? I put the top back on and I said, you know what? This ain't the way to go. I said, this ain't the way to go. You know what I'm saying? I said, man, you know what? I'm going to figure it out. And what I did, I figured things out. 3 days later, I'm in Houston, Texas. And that's when I started all my physical therapy. And I just, you know, I just said I wasn't going to let it stop me. And next thing I know, you know, here I am. And I'm in L.A. doing something that I always wanted to do. And, wow, nature has a way of making things happen, and I think this happened for a reason, you know?
Yeah, you are pursuing your dream, and I must say, this has to be a powerful instrument for you as an actor. I mean, all that you've been through,
yeah,
all the pain, I can only imagine when you're doing a dramatic role, all you have to do is think about that, and you've got it. Is that true?
Yes, that's definitely true. That's my instrument. And because I had a rough childhood. I mean, I'm the type of person that I hide my emotions. I never cry, never let it out. I just, it builds up. And I find ways to deal with it. But, you know, this industry, one thing I like about it is that, because I like the dramatic roles, and because I like, you know, it's something that I love to do. But as well as I can express myself, I can start letting some of that anger out, that frustration out that I had, you know, especially with this incident and, you know, my childhood, things that I never let my voice get heard. But that's what I love about this industry is, you know, not only that I love to do it, I can start expressing myself, you know, start letting some of it out. But, you know...
Wow. Dee, you are doing it. You are inspiration. You remind me so much of the movie Soul Surfer with the young lady.
Oh,
for those who might not be familiar, the young lady had her arm bitten off by a shark.
Yeah, I actually...
Like everything was over and she just continued on. Go ahead.
I actually have that movie. Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. That movie there, I watched it. It's just, wow, you know, it kind of reminds me of me, you know. It's a very good movie. If anyone never seen it, they need to see it because it's a good movie.
Hey, you know, that's one of those underdog stories that you just can't help but just feel inspired and motivated after watching. And, I mean, your life right now is the making of a movie. It's the next underdog story, you know, to come. I mean, I feel, when I talk to you, I feel a little bit of the Soul Surfer movie. I feel Captain America in you. You know, you got like this soldier spirit. I'm not going to be defeated. I don't care what they say. I'm going to do it. I'm going to win. I'm a champion. That's what I feel in you, brother. That's what I feel. Wow. I mean, are you writing a book? That's my question for you right now.
You know what? I really never thought of that, but that's a good idea. I might look into that. That's a very good idea.
It all starts with writing it down, and then it just translates into so many different forms. It'll translate into a movie, a comic book, hey, who knows, an app. These days, everybody got an app for everything. You got an app for your life where people just want to tune in. Wow, that is fantastic.
I might actually do that because, you know, I want to inspire other people, you know, especially, you know, our fellow Marines.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know, you know, what I went through, you know, they go through worse, but a lot of them lose limbs out there in Iraq, Afghanistan, Baghdad, you know, Pakistan, you know, a lot of them lose limbs and come home and, you know, so I would like to write a book or something, you know, to inspire other people because, you know, I inspired a lot of people, you know, especially when I was in Houston, man. I used to run into so many people and look at me and tell me, wow, I don't know how you're doing it right now, but I couldn't do it. And I would say about a month ago, where I'm staying now, it's crazy, man, it's crazy. I was coming home from the store. I had this lady stop me. I had this lady ask me, I mean, she was like, you inspired me. And so we got to talking. She's in her 40s. Four years ago, she was somewhere in a bad neighborhood in Los Angeles, and she got, you know, she got beat up by these gangs that was trying to claim street cred. They pulled a gun on her, but they didn't kill her. They stomped on her knees, and they messed up her knees. And she's been having to get a lot of knee replacements and, I mean, all this type of surgery to her knee. And she told me she might have to have her leg amputated. So she stopped me because, you know, she was like, wow, you know, she asked me what it was like. And she was like, I see you all the time. You always dressed up. You know, you always looking good. And you know, you inspired me. So that made me feel really, really good. And, you know, and because she might have to get her leg amputated. And, you know, I can just be there for her. You know, she's a very sweet lady. But, you know, I want to inspire other people to do this. When something tragic happens to you, you know, don't let it, you know, kick you, you know, boot you down, you know. You don't have to fall off the face of the earth, you know. I know it's hard. I mean, it is hard. Just surround yourself with positive people that's going to keep you moving.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, keep living and something will come through for you. And,
that's right.
2, 5, 10 years, something will come through.
Exactly. But if you believe in good things will happen. D, you got the willpower, the heart, the determination, and the talents. You combine all of that together with your great personality. That's the heart. That's the person of a champion. That's a champion. You're the model of a champion.
Yeah.
You're the model of a winner. You're the model of success. So, D, thank you for sharing your story because I wasn't sure if that's what you wanted to share at first, but you were like, no, I'm all open to it. So not only have you inspired me, there's no reason for me to give up. If you ain't give up, there ain't no reason for me to give up. So if you're listening right now, don't give up because D ain't give up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? D, we got to go in less than a minute now. I know you just said a lot right now, but I'm going to give you one more opportunity to just say what's on your mind to just maybe inspire one more person.
For those, you know, who are trying to become actors, just keep going, keep grinding. It's very hard. A lot of people are trying to do it, and just keep grinding and, you know, meet the right people, surround yourself with the right people, and you'll get the information that you need. And, you know, the solution I found to pretty much meeting casting directors and doing cold read workshops, and that's pretty much where I'm at now. But, you know, and people that have disabilities, just, you know, just keep living life and see where it takes you. You know, you don't have to give up. I didn't give up. Mm. Lord knows I wanted to give up, but I didn't give up. But I didn't give up. So just, you know, keep living life, see what it takes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Nobody's going to break the stride. Nobody's going to hold him down. Oh, no. Got to keep on moving. We got to keep on moving. We all got to keep on grinding. When you come back from a loss, you beat all odds and you never say never. There you will find a champion, and the champion is in within you, D. Thank you so much for being on the show. You're an inspiration. You're a model for success, and I'm looking forward to hearing much more about you in the future. Keep me posted with that book. Make sure you put me in the credits, you know, somewhere in the acknowledgments of that book. You know what I'm saying? That's a book that has to be written, and I will be there on the debut of your movie also. Thank you so much. I do have one more question to ask you. Are you ready? Can you handle one more?
Yeah.
Okay, because I know I put a lot on you, you know, within this show, but I got one more question. And that question is, Damon McFarlane, who is the future of late night television?
Motown Maurice.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Eddie knows the right answer. Yes. D, thank you for being on the show. Once again, you are great. Until next time, keep on inspiring. Keep on grinding.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
No doubt. Take care. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Damon McFarlane, also known as D. What an inspiration. What an inspiration. What an inspiration. I'm lost for words. Thank you for being on the show. Woo! My soul is fired up because of his story. You know, lost his left leg, had to have it amputated, but he's keeping on moving, keeping on. He's not allowing that to slow him down, so there's no reason for you to stop. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Motown Maurice for Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shuffle. Yes, I am the future of late night television. Please check me out at MotownMaurice.com. Once again, that's MotownMaurice.com, where you can follow the quest of a late night talk show host. Until next time, as the quest continues, be blessed. God bless.